From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and after his meeting in Mexico yesterday and his speech in Phoenix last night, this morning, Donald Trump was speaking to the American Legion Convention in Cincinnati and talked about his meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto yesterday.
We agreed in the meeting on the need to stop the illegal flow of guns, drugs, cash, and people across the border, and to take out the cartels, have to get rid of those cartels, and we have to do it quickly. Our country is being poisoned. Our country is being poisoned.
Well, joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And a lot to talk about. In fact, a lot of Trump speeches to talk about. And let's start with what happened last night in Phoenix. After a couple of weeks about people talking about a potential softening on his immigration stance, I watched the speech last night. It didn't sound like a softening at all. In fact, he reiterated that he wanted to deport all of the people who are in the country illegally.
Yes, every last one, no matter how many that may be, and no matter how long they may have been here or what they may have been doing, they all have to go, he said. Anyone arrested for any reason would be deported immediately, and others would be able to, so let's say, self-deport, as Mitt Romney used to say. And otherwise, if they don't, once the things have stabilized, to use Donald Trump's phrase, those are his words, then a deportation task force would round up all the people still in the country illegally and send them to their country of origin from which they could apply for reentry someday.
And Mitt Romney, we remember, was basically laughed off the stage for saying self-deport because it sounded so unreasonable, like nobody would ever actually do that. But Donald Trump seems to think that it's a good idea to continue to talk about this.
Well, what we're feeling today, really, Jeremy, is a kind of whiplash. If you picked up on Trump yesterday in the daylight hours, you saw him in Mexico City looking rather presidential and dominating the actual Mexican president, who was quite deferential to him, at least in public, yesterday. It looked like the perfect setup for Trump to then make his much-awaited speech, ending all the back and forth about softening or becoming more humane in his immigration stance. And if he was going to be humane, this was a great chance to broaden his appeal. But instead, as we saw, you really had to see it to believe it, he went to the opposite extreme.
And what about that meeting with the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto? There was this disagreement about whether this subject of Mexico paying for Trump's border wall was brought up. The Trump campaign, well, Trump in the press conference said they didn't talk about it. And then afterwards, Peña Nieto said they did. And he said he would never pay for the wall.
And Donald Trump as much as acknowledged that Peña Nieto had told him no way Mexico was paying for the wall in Phoenix last night. He said Mexico would pay and 100% of the cost. They just don't know it yet. That was the way he put it. So he clearly heard what the Mexican president was telling him, but he apparently did not respond to it. So there wasn't a discussion. And his campaign says that's what he meant when he said they had not discussed it.
Meanwhile, the event in Mexico, the event in Phoenix, this morning's event in Cleveland, all carried live on cable television. Trump seems to have taken back the media spotlight.
He has. And, you know, the great irony here is that no candidate for president has ever benefited more from that media spotlight than Donald Trump. He also makes a certain amount of hay off of bashing the media, the lying media, as he calls us. So he has it both ways. And that's really been a major key to his success.
Ron, Trump and Clinton will be on the same stage on Wednesday at a forum in New York. And then the debates start on September 26th. Can't believe it. Just later this month now. How is the new Trump team post Paul Manafort, the campaign manager who had to leave the campaign? How is it coming together? Are you seeing anything different?
You know, it's almost as though he has a daytime campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, and a nighttime manager in Steve Bannon. It was very much a Kellyanne Conway kind of production yesterday in Mexico City, but very much a Steve Bannon mind meld. This is the fellow who's been the publisher of Breitbart.com, the voice of the alt-right, as he calls it. And that seemed like a mind meld with Steve Bannon that we heard last night in Phoenix. So the two of them continue to contend, and the campaign continues to reflect both points of view.
And what about Hillary Clinton? Where is she at this point? We know she's been doing some fundraisers, but she's not in the media spotlight. Is that by design?
to some degree it is. She has had some degree of success, at least her campaign feels, in flying a little below the radar, letting that spotlight be on Donald Trump. That has exposed some things about Donald Trump that have not gone down well with the public in general. And you could almost compare it to the kind of strategy that the late great boxer Muhammad Ali used to pursue sometimes, what they call the rope-a-dope strategy. Mm. You let your opponent, or opponents in this case, punch themselves out and weaken themselves over time and essentially let them dictate the pace, but eventually exhaust themselves.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.